Senators draft bill to keep Title 42 border barrier. By Neil Monroe on May 5, 2023. GOP Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, and Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema, IOS, had drafted a bill that would enforce the Title 42 border barrier for 2 years and curb the catch-and-release policy that has allowed millions of migrants to walk into the United States. Our legislation gives them more time to put a plan in place that will secure our border and ensure migrants are treated fairly and humanely, said Sinema, who also chairs the Senate's Border Management Subcommittee and has charted a zigzag path between the two parties. The Biden administration has failed to secure the border, and the situation will get even worse once Title 42 is allowed to expire. This will help prevent the catastrophic fallout at the border we will soon see if no action is taken, said Tillis, who has repeatedly called for more labor migration. However, there is no sign yet of any Democratic senators who want to preserve the border barrier from the vast wave of poor, government-dependent, illegal migrants who are now walking through President Joe Biden's border, the Sinema-Tillis bill says. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, during the 2-year period beginning on the date of the enactment of this act, an immigration officer who determines that an alien who is arriving in the United States at or along the border between the United States and Mexico is inadmissible shall process the alien for expulsion from the United States without further hearing or review. Also, the migrants could be expelled to their home countries or to another country with a government that will accept such alien into its territory if expulsion to each country is impracticable, inadvisable, or impossible. Many foreign countries would likely accept U.S. migrants in exchange for federal payments. Advocates for more cheap labor economic migration are complaining about the legislation. The language means other legal protections wouldn't apply, including asylum or trafficking screenings for unaccompanied kids, claimed Aaron Reigland Melnick, a pro-migration activist with the American Immigration Council. To avoid expulsion, migrants would have to prove at the border that they are likely to be persecuted or tortured in the country of expulsion, he added. But migrants are trained by coyotes and U.S. immigration lawyers to ask for asylum, knowing that President Joe Biden's deputies use the asylum process to release them into the United States. Watch, thousands of migrants processed in one U.S. border town in a single night. To avoid being expelled, a migrant who asks for asylum must prove that they would be subjected to persecution or torture in that country, so greater than a 50% chance of harm, complained Reigland Melnick. The bill also allows the officers in charge of each border port to limit the number of migrants who try to enter the United States legally. In practice, Biden's pro-migration deputies would set that level as high as they could manage. Still, the bill is very narrow. It does not tell officials to complete the border wall or its network of sensors. It does not reduce the inflow of legal immigrants or the flood of visa workers arriving for seasonal jobs or Fortune 500 careers. It does not curb the taxpayer-funded system of shelters and shelters that are delivering millions of illegal migrants into American workplaces. The bill also does not remove Biden's Cuban-born pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, who has opened many quasi-level gaps in the nation's border protections. For example, the bill does not bar Mayorkas from using parole to let migrants into American communities. Nor does it bind the hands of Mayorkas' growing core of pro-migration asylum officers, many of whom are very eager to grant the huge prize of U.S. residency to families of poor migrants. In 1990, Congress set immigration caps at roughly 1 million per year and also barred employers from hiring illegal migrants. The inflow was roughly 1 migrant for every 4 American births. Watch, migrants stream across Rio Grande ahead of Texas, Mexico border security operation. Since January 2021, Biden and Mayorkas have imported roughly 6 million people via various legal, illegal, and quasi-legal doors at the border. That inflow is roughly 3 migrants for every 4 American births. Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot. He has said his border management is all about achieving equity, which is really the core founding principle of our country. Mayorkas demands imply equity between U.S. citizens and foreign citizens, and he has opened many loopholes for millions of economic migrants to cross into the United States. He rejects any criticism of his deadly, Elite backed wealth shifting policies. We cannot have the rights and the needs of individuals who are seeing humanitarian relief in the United States be exploited for political purposes, he told ABC News on January 1. But that humanitarian pitch is tied to a promise of cheap labor for business investors. On December 13, for example, Mayorkas told El Paso Matters.org, "Our immigration system as a whole is broken. It hasn't been updated or reformed in more than 40 years. We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot." The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.